Incarcerated high school students on Rikers Island are learning the tragedy of Romeo and Juliet right now, just like many ninth graders. But first, WNYC Sarah Gonzalez reports they're talking about love.
Aside from the old English, teachers on Rikers Island say their students just can't understand how Romeo and Juliet fell in love so fast.
They're like, oh, hell no. They just met yesterday. I won't be cuffing a girl, you know. And you're just like, really?
Cuffing a girl means, like, being exclusive. Her students taught her that.
So you know how to talk just like the young 16-year-olds?
Yeah, we teach one another. I always tell them.
On any given school day, there are about 200 16- and 17-year-old boy inmates and about 30 girl inmates at East River Academy. That's the network of schools on Rikers Island. Boys and girls are separated, so when the boys read Romeo and Juliet, teacher A.C. Brew-Hammond.
I always have to read Juliet, but on Friday, one of the female officers whom they all have a crush on came in to read the Juliet part, and they were, like, really into it.
Basic education information about the school on Rikers isn't made public the way it is with every other New York City school. Teacher retention rates, student test scores, what student inmates eat for lunch, use of force in classrooms. Some city council members are considering whether that information should be public. According to testimony from the Departments of Correction and Education, 53% of students at Rikers have a disability. Charmaine McCants-Collins started teaching special education at Rikers 28 years ago.
In 19 of her Rikers.
She says a lot of her students read at a second and third grade level. So she starts with second and third grade words.
They know AU sounds like or as in sore, so they're like, okay, that's AU. So they're sounding, they're working it out.
The other day, one of her students spelled misconception.
It is the most amazing feeling on the planet because you're like, wow, because they come to you sometimes so broken, and they're like, you know, I can't read, and I don't want to read. And it's like, come on, you can do this. I guarantee you, you're not going to want to stop.
These are kids who are just passing through. The principal says they're at the school for an average of 2 to 3 months before they get out or get sentenced. But while they're in jail, students are required to show up to class. But getting them to focus on something like Romeo and Juliet can be difficult. They're juggling court dates and in complicated situations. So teachers on Rikers say they have to get a little creative.
And what I'd like you guys to do is think about first highlights.
I didn't get to visit a classroom, but I sat in on a teacher development workshop held at Teachers College, Columbia University.
Obviously, we all know that we're in that unit about love right now, right?
Courtney Brown, who is leading the session, is encouraging teachers to personalize lessons.
So who am I in relationship to Romeo or in relationship to the story? Where am I in relationship to love and the big themes?
It's the second year Teachers College is doing this. And teacher Brew-Hammond says it's made a huge difference in her classrooms.
Like once upon a time, I would have just taught Romeo and Juliet. Here's the text. Let's look at the theme and let's look at this.
Now they have a whole 2-week unit on love before they even get to Romeo and Juliet.
Because we actually had a discussion on that, like, what is love? And they give you their definitions and you're writing it on the board and you're challenging them. They're like,
students have some interesting ideas about love.
They're like, well, you know, well, my girl, if I love her, then you know she can't talk to anybody. And I'm like, that sounds like jealousy. That doesn't sound like love. Would you want somebody?
Some say real love doesn't exist, or they confuse their gang loyalties with love. But some are also really romantic about love, says Laura Rigolosi. She also trains Rikers teachers.
They miss their girlfriend, or someone talked about their mom, and she's the only one they could really love.
Students are going to write an essay about love in Romeo and Juliet later this month. It's standard ninth grade curriculum. And their principal just approved a new book for the school called All American Boys. It's about police brutality from the perspectives of a young black teen and a young white teen who go to the same school. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.